Support also comes from the Market House Theater in downtown Paducah, presenting Downtown Walking Ghost Tours this Saturday, the 18th and the 25th. Walk to the actual sites filled with history, legend, and lore, and hear about the side of Paducah history filled with murder and the terrors of the nights. Tours are at 6:30, 7:30, and 8:30. Tickets at markethousetheater.org. Kate, that is sounds like a great segue for what we're going to talk about next, don't you think?
Terrors of the night, eh, Michael?
Legends and lore, huh?
I felt like we should have some kind of a fanfare, you know, saying,
And now.
The Governor's Award in the Arts, Community Arts Award from the Kentucky Arts Council is going to be presented to Michael Cochran for the Market House Theater this Thursday. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Governor Brereton Jones gave WKMS the Governor's Award in the Arts for Media 22 years ago, I think. Is that not cool? We're like co-awards winners.
Yeah, and Constance Alexander's getting one with at the same time we're getting one for work in the media this year.
We're going to hear from her on Thursday. Tell me something, though. Winning an award for community arts is kind of even extra special. And I think it's probably based in the generations of children whose lives have been changed by Market House. Wouldn't you think that's maybe the center point here?
You know, it's a constant cycle that we go through. And, you know, we just celebrated our 50th year last year, 50 seasons, and starting our 51st. And I was trying to write something to our donors about, you know, getting this award and what that means. And it is that, you know, that sense of history and also the need to reinvent yourself constantly with the changes going on all around us. And the core of that is working with people, especially kids, and teaching those kids that creative process, which is kind of like that inspiration that you get, and then a lot of hard work, and then teaching them to get critical feedback on what they're doing and how to improve that. And I think that's true not only for the organization, but for all the people who participate, and especially those kids who are involved with us. They come out with a sense of what it means to be a creative artist, you know, and that to me kind of represents what that Community Arts Award is.
It seems to me that children carry that experience into business meetings, you know, into college. It just persists as an element of their personal success, don't you think?
Oh, yeah. I mean, definitely the parents who have kids involved with us tell us that that involvement actually ripples through their schoolwork, their life. It gives them confidence to get up in front of a group of people and express their own ideas, and it also helps their communication skills when they express those ideas. So it's kind of, you know, we changed a few years ago. We came up with what we call our basis, which is we don't just entertain, we change lives. And it was because there's so many entertainment options, and we realized what we're working with is changing people's ability in their life to go do great things, to, you know, create something, to communicate with people, to have confidence in themselves. All those things are the core of what we do.
Do you have any, like, favorite stories of kids grown up?
Oh, gosh. You know, we have a couple that we've done. We've seen so many kids, and we're now into the next generation, my wife and I, and we kind of like, oh, the kids that we taught are now back with their kids, you know, which is great, and they want them to experience that. But we've had kids who have struggled. April has done a lot of work with kids with autism, you know, and Asperger's, and have seen them. They have a tough time in life kind of accepting unknown situations, and theater gives them a chance to kind of rehearse for life. And you see these kids just come out of this little shell and start interacting with the world around them. And that, you know, to me, it's an amazing thing. But I see that with adults, too. You know, adults who are shy or who want to get connected. And that ability to stand up in front of other people in their community gives them that sense to go and try something new, to try something that they might not have, you know, had the courage to do before.
It must be very rewarding to watch this as time goes by. Let me ask you, what is your latest reinvention?
Oh, gosh. You know, we are constantly working to not just do what we do, but to partner with other groups so that the spaces that we've got and the... I mean, we're working on Grapes of Wrath right now, which is challenging us to recreate our small little space into that expansive story with, you know, water that they get into in the river and that we have to bury somebody on stage. There's lots of things that go on in a set that is very simple and very theatrical.
Mm-hmm.
And when we did Les Mis, you know, we keep biting off these big challenges that's like, oh, man, I don't know if we can do that or not. But we step out there and we try our best and we keep succeeding beyond our wildest hopes in many ways. And I think it's that ability to take a risk, to step out there, and also to partner with other groups to not just do our own thing, but to figure out how we can share resources, how we can work together to create something really unique here in Paducah.
An example of that?
Well, we have some space that we're now doing with Paducah Improv. Rent space from us, and they do their shows in our space. We are started brand new preschool and homeschool classes for kids. So we're working with those kind of networks with different groups to bring in kids. We've done a brand new program that we did was the Playtime, where we create a clubhouse thing, and the preschool age kids and early elementary kids come in, and they interact, and they become the storytellers for us to help us do that. So it's a lot more interactive experience for the audience, not sitting passively and watching something perform for them, but they're actually part of the artists for the show.
What fun. How many years have you been directing the Market House Theater, Michael?
I've been here for 30 years. I have been the executive director for almost 20 years. And my wife was the executive director for the 10 years before that. So we've been here a while.
Well, again, congratulations to you. And what are you going to wear to the award ceremony? Just kidding.
Something bright colored, because I can get away with being an artist.
Congratulations. Michael
Thank
Cochran,
you.
Director, Market House Theater, receiving a Kentucky Arts Council Community Arts Award in the Governor's Award in the Arts Ceremony in Frankfort, I believe, under the Great Rotunda this Thursday.